they spread the membrane between the forefingers, and they sort of parachutes, that parachute, they glide one tree to another. Mm-hmm. You've seen flying squirrel in recent
Not
years?
Not for years.
Well, they have rats and mice.
You ever use the word varmint?
Vermin.
Varmint.
Varmint. Yes. I kind of want to say the varmint. It's kind of used word varmint. So I've read. I've never heard anybody use the term.
What about different kinds of fish?
Oh, my Lord, there are a whole lot. There's brim, catfish, bass. Oh. I don't know, I'm not a fisherman. But trout, I guess. What kind of trout? Brook trout. You go out here on the canal, you're going to catch a catfish. Maybe big old channel cat sometime they come up, you know.
Different kinds of catfish?
Yeah, the channel cat is a much bigger catfish. He's a mean, ugly looking little catfish right along.
What about bass?
Yeah, there's all kinds of bass around here. When I went fishing once around the coast, that was a winter trout. That was a saltwater.
You ever hear of a kind of bass called a warmoth?
I don't think that fish.
Or a big mouth?
I don't know. One father said he saw a sturgeon came up the river. Shad used to come up the river and spawn. It's all muddy. Now, of course, the spinal bed has been muddy for 200 years. But remember, Shad, Roe Shad, better see me now, be going directly. These niggers used to go up and down the streets downtown. Enchanters, a selling chance. Shad, Roo Shad. And I'm saying he must have caught them locally.
I guess so, but I...
Because before the days of refrigerated cars.
What about shellfish?
Well, mussels. Used to be a way down, called mussels to eat them. You see mussels down the bottom of the hill where there's crawfishy ground. Also, there were crawfish. Little bit of crawfish. I've seen them in and out the street. Down where, you guys don't know what it is now. It's foot of the hill. Used to be a lot of streams that went through down there. About, well, 1900 block of Broad Street from there north. Used to be uncultivated land. It was too marshy to be cultivated. But little streams used to go through. And there'd be or branches. I'd call them branches or streams. A branch is generally applied to a larger body of water, I guess, before it gets to be a creek. But anyway, there'd be mussels and there'd be crawfish. And I think some people did catch crawfish to eat them, but they're awfully hard to catch and very small. Not the crawfish. Of course, the Florida crawfish is almost identical to the lobster. They call them crawfish or crayfish, as it's spelled. Mm-hmm. But the crawfish looked like a little billy lobster about that large.
What about down near the coast, shellfish from around there?
Of course, we own shellfish we have from the coast. We have oysters and crabs, but I these Florida crawfish too. But around here, there used to be mussels. Have you ever heard of mussels being eaten around here? The Indians used to eat them.
Shrimp?
Get them from the coast.
Well, we get shrimp and crab and oysters, but all from down the coast.
Yeah.
They're shipped up here.
You ever hear of shrimp pronounced any other way? You ever hear that?
Shrimp what?
Shrimp. Have you ever heard it said any other way?
A shrimp?
Yeah.
Swamps. The coastal native call it swamp. That's just coastal nigger talk. Shrimp, though.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. The things they used to go fishing with?
Bait?
Yeah. What do they usually use for bait?
I don't know. Of course, what little fish we did as children used to use just angleworm. Now they get still good bait.